You know, not even to cause you any harm, but just to run past you because they're running at a faster pace, and they holler out, "Hey, runner on the left," but you don't hear them. Then you're the jerk that doesn't get out of the way. Episode 331 of the Diz Runs With podcast is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip: staying safe while running in the dark. Hey guys, before we get started today, just want to give a quick shout out and a huge thank you to my man, Greg Jackson, for becoming the most recent Patreon of the show. If you like what we're doing and you want to support the show, there's a lot of ways you can do that. And there's a whole list and might be redoing this list eventually and adding some things and spicing up the page. But you can see everything, all the options that are there at dizruns.com/support. But Patreon is one of the cool options, which allows, at least cool for me, it allows you to directly support the show financially. Obviously, this is something that I love doing, and I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, but it takes a chunk of time. Each of these episodes takes several hours, whether it's a quick tip, whether it's an interview, it takes some time. And I mean, this is kind of part of my job. You know, this is something that I do for a living. So with Patreon, you can support that. You kind of listener funded, kind of the NPR type of model, which is awesome, and it's appreciated. Everybody that supports the show that way, and everybody supports the show anyway, you know, whether it's financial or otherwise, it's very much appreciated. But if you're interested in, you know, pledging maybe the price of a cup of coffee, you know, whether that's a cup of gas station coffee or whether that's a mocha froca choca loca loca boca boca woca roca roca chino, whatever your flavor of coffee is, if you could, you know, if you're up for the challenge. Up for supporting the show with buying me one cup of coffee per month, you can do so. Patreon.com/DizRuns, and it's much appreciated. But enough groveling for money for one day, right? Let's move on to something that's a little bit more useful, a little bit more beneficial to all of us, I think. And that is talking about running in the dark. You know, I know some folks, not necessarily morning folks, and don't tend to get out of bed before the sun rises and get their miles in. But some people, that's what you have to do to fit it in. But as we're getting close, at least here in the northern hemisphere, to you know, the official end of fall and the start of, you know, the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year, more and more runners, no matter what time of day that you run, unless it's midday, you're more than likely going to have some miles in the dark at some point coming up. And for those of you that are in the southern hemisphere, Kat, and your friends in Australia that listen to the show, you know, you can store this episode away for you know, 6 months from now when we're approaching summer here in the northern hemisphere, and y'all days are getting shorter in the southern hemisphere. But you know, if you run in the dark, no matter where you are in the world, it's dark part of the day, right? And you know, you're going to be running in the dark, and it's something that I do most of the time. You know, most of my runs take place before the day gets started, at least most of my hard runs. You know, sometimes I'll get out there kind of midday when it's just a few easy miles and I can stomach the heat and humidity for, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, something like that. But if I'm going to be out there for a long run for several hours or for, you know, a hard tempo or a hard repeat, it is nice to get those runs in before, you know, before the heat of the day. And like I said, now that it's getting dark earlier and earlier, whether you run after work or before work, there's a pretty good chance that you'll be running in the dark. So how do you stay safe? How do you stay safe in the dark? It sounds like a simple question, but in my last few years of running primarily in the dark and in the last year or so of running primarily by myself, I've learned a few things that, you know, thankfully I haven't been in any situations that have been, you know, really legitimately dangerous. But, you know, those things happen from time to time. And there are some things that you can do to minimize your chance of being in, of getting yourself in a dangerous situation, whether that's, you know, environmental dangers, whether that's, you know, traffic, whether that's other people that could cause you problems. So if you find yourself running in the dark, here are some things you can do to be a little bit safer. The first thing, and it's maybe the most obvious, but it's also the thing that I fought against the longest, I think, and that's the idea of bringing a light with you. You know, I do most of my runs, whether they're by my house or whether they're in the in town, kind of in areas that have streetlights, right? So I don't need to bring a flashlight, do I? Well, since Knuckle Lights came on board a little over a month ago, they sent me a pair of their lights. You know, and I've used them, and I'll tell you what, they're worth it. And I'm not saying that just because they're a sponsor, they're a supporter of the show. You know, whether you're using a headlight, a flashlight, knuckle lights, whatever, having a light, even if you don't think you need one, is great. And definitely for the safety side of things, for letting cars know that you're coming. There's been a few times just in my neighborhood where I see a car backing out of the subdivision, or out of their driveway, and I just shine the light kind of in their general direction. They see the light and they stop. And before, when I would do that, the same type of situation, I'm dodging a car, and it's not really the driver's fault because they're looking and it's dark and I'm not wearing reflective clothing, which would probably be wise, you know, but I'm out there running with my chocolate brown dog, so she doesn't stand out in the light. And I'm out there running with dark running shorts on and probably no shirt on. So I'm not doing myself any favors, but by having a light, I'm alerting cars that, hey, I'm coming, and it just makes it safer. And then of course there's always the chance that there's random sticks or potholes or cracks in the cement or in the sidewalk or on the asphalt, that are tripping hazards and an ankle, you know, possibility to roll your ankle. And having a light with you can certainly make it safer for you on that front too. So bringing a light is great. And like I said, I mean, I'm loving the knuckle lights because I don't have to carry a light. I just put it on it's almost the same thing as if you use a handheld water bottle, that strap around your hand, same type of thing. Like, yes, I noticed that it's there, but it's not a hindrance. I can still hold the dog leash. I can still hold my water bottle. You know, it's great, but, they're getting another plug because I love the product. I love it. It's a great thing. So if you need a light, definitely check out Knuckle Lights, but a flashlight, a headlamp, any of those types of things will make you safer when you're running in the dark. No question about it. Another tip, another trick that I would suggest is that you stick to familiar routes. Make sure you know where you're running. You know, I like to explore. I like to go different places when I'm running, both in town and when I'm traveling. But, you know, if you're going to be running in the dark, especially if it's early in the morning or if it's later in the evening, stick to places you're familiar with. Stick to places that you feel comfortable with. You know, the last thing you want to do is end up in a sketchy part of town unknowingly by accident. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, I am not somewhere where I should be. You know, so stick to places that you're familiar, stick to familiar routes. It's just, I mean, that's a good idea any time of day, but certainly in the dark, probably a good choice to make. Also remember that there's safety in numbers. If you can get, 2, 3, 4, 5 people to run with you, or at least close by, so that you're never out of earshot. You're maybe always out of eyes view where you can see each other. You know, if somebody is looking to cause you an issue and you've got a handful of people with you, they're probably not going to mess with you. And while those cases are rare, we hear about them, you know, they aren't, it's not something that never happens. So having a couple folks around is helpful for that type of situation, but also for cars. I mean, if you're running on the roads or on a sidewalk or on the shoulder of the road, cars are more likely to see 6 or 8 pairs of legs running than they are just to see one, you know? And if the car sees you, for the most part, cars will give you some space. Most drivers will. There's a few assholes out there, but for the most part, people give you the space that I know I appreciate. But more often than not, when they don't give you that space, it's because they don't see you. So having a few more people with you in the dark, when the drivers maybe aren't looking for runners as much, more likely to catch their attention and more likely to keep you safe from a car runner accident, and those never end well for the runner. So try to avoid those at all costs. Yeah. So, spoiler alert: car getting hit by a car, not a good thing. Another trick, something that is again something that I fought against, but I've come around on the idea. And it's, if you're going to listen to something when you're running, and this is, again, also probably applies whether it's daytime or nighttime, but if you're listening to this podcast while you're running, if you're listening to music, if you're listening to whatever it is, an audiobook or whatever, only run with one ear in. Instead of having an earbud in both ears, it's a little awkward at first. It's you know, sometimes you don't hear quite as well, because you're just getting one, you know, the conversation or the music on one side and not the surround sound. But It definitely keeps you safer to be able to hear what's going on in your environment, to hear if a car is approaching, to hear if an animal's coming up, if you hear a growl or a snarl or something like that. If you're in an area, if you're running out in the woods or a wilderness where there could be some wild animals, or if a dog breaks loose or something, you know, just any of those things that it's nice to hear. If somebody's running up behind you just to pass you, you know, not even to cause you any harm, but just to run past you because they're running at a faster pace and they holler out, "Hey, runner on the left," but you don't hear them, then you're the jerk that doesn't get out of the way, and they might startle you, which could, you know, cause you to trip or cause you to just be, you know, just be spooked, and that can mess with you a little bit. If you have that one earbud out, you can hear. And my hang up on that was always like, well, now I've got this flapping earbud flapping around, annoying the hell out of me. But what I've been doing lately is just put a buff on. Not because I need it, not because it's overly hot. I mean, not that I need it because of the temperature, obviously, but I can put it on and stick that one earbud just into the buff, so I don't feel it. It's not annoying. It's not flopping around, and I can still hear. And I've noticed a couple of times where I've been maybe more closer to the middle of the street than I should be, but I hear a car. I look behind me. There's a car coming. And I can get out of the way before I'm that jerk that makes the car like stop and beep the horn or whatever. Like, I can get out of the way. I'm safe. The car hopefully isn't cursing me out too badly. But it's just good. It's just good to be able to hear what's going on around you. Have your senses going, you know, especially when your visual senses are limited because it's dark. It's nice to be able to hear a little bit what might be going on around you. And then the last tip, I guess, or maybe I've got two more, I don't know, but the last of the big tips, I guess, is to just communicate, to let people know. You know, if you're gonna go for a run, make sure you tell somebody, "Hey, I'm heading out tomorrow morning to go run. I should be back around, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock." That way, if they don't see you or hear from you by 9 or 9:30, they know that something's probably wrong. Let them know where you're going. I'm going into town. I'm going out to the trails. I'm going here. I'm going there. Just keeping those lines of communication open so that if something does happen, you know, friends, family, whatever, rescuers can know where to look for you. Where were you supposed to be? So we know where to hopefully find you and give you aid if you need it. And speaking of getting aid if you need it, having a road ID. Talked about road IDs before as sponsors of the show, but you know, a road ID is invaluable if you get in a situation where you need it, where you can't communicate with the EMS. And I don't like to talk about those types of things because it's not a fun topic, right? Getting hurt and not being able to communicate, getting hit by a car, or having a heart attack possibly, or any of a number, you know, heat stroke or anything that could happen when you're out there. But if you need that communication, having that road ID is important. So if you don't have one, get one, you know, get one. It's the best $20 you'll ever spend. And we'll talk. I could talk about that all day, not because I've ever needed it, thankfully, but it's worth it. So just keeping those lines of communication, both with friends and family and possibly with emergency medical, it's important, guys. It really, really is. So those are kind of the big tips that I have for staying safe, things that I haven't always been the best about doing. And if you talk to Rebecca, maybe she'd tell you I'm still not always the best about communicating where I'm going. And what time I'm expecting to be back, because I've gotten those phone calls before, like, "Hey, is everything okay?" Because I didn't tell her I was going to be gone for, you know, a 20 miler. So I can still do better, but those are some tips again, what definitely for running in the dark, but really some of them apply anytime. Just be safe out there. Be safe. They'll let, you know, the best runs are the runs that are uneventful. And and I guess that kind of leads into the last thing that I have in today's blog post. And that's just to think, to be smart, to make good choices. You know, making a good choice can't, you know, there is no way to be 100% safe on every run. But when it comes to running in the dark, when it comes to running in general, if you just use a little common sense, a little thought, and that's kind of really what all of these tips today are just things that are kind of make sense if you stop and think about them for a second. Do the smart things, and you're more likely to end up safe at the end than if you make a series of kind of poor, maybe foolish decisions along the way. So that wraps it up for today, guys. Just, you know, I mean, be safe. You know, daylight savings time here is ending in the United States, which means it's going to be darker even earlier. So if you find yourself running in the dark, get a light, be smart, communicate, you know, all these things that I talked about today, they're important because they make sure that they give you your best chance of not having anything happen. And 9 times out of 10, nothing will happen. But if you can prevent that 1 time out of 10, following all these steps or following all these tricks is worth it, right? So be safe. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks again to Greg for becoming a patron. And if you want to support the show, whether it's through Patreon or anything else, dizruns.com/support and everything is very much appreciated. So until next time, take care. Again, be safe, guys. Be safe so that you can hear me next time, right? Anyway, again, be safe. Have fun. Take care. Appreciate you listening. And we'll talk soon. See you.